Torment of malice shall not touch them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today is the Vigil of All Saints, by which we prepare ourselves by fast and abstinence to the great feast of All Saints. The world usually calls this day Halloween, and all kinds of exciting and scary things happen today because people like having fun by being scared. It's one thing having fun, of course, but there is also a dark side in Halloween. When we laugh at something scary, like the devil or monsters, we tend sometimes to forget that evil is not something to laugh at. To demonstrate, I'll tell you today about a certain man who was once in his life deeply involved in evil. He is Saint Cyprian, who lived in the late 3rd century. His feast day was 1 month ago, September 26, but here in USA his feast is unfortunately suppressed because of the local feast of North American martyrs. But his life story is really remarkable, and of it we have his own confession written by himself. Saint Cyprian, who is surnamed the Magician, lived in a town called Antioch in modern Turkey, and his parents were fully pledged idolaters and worshippers of the devil, and they devoted their son from his infancy to the devil. Cyprian was brought up in all the horrid cults of idolatry, astrology, and black art, and when he grew up a man, he wanted to discover even more than he could in his hometown. So he traveled all the way to Greece, Macedonia, Egypt, and Indies, studying black magic. After returning home, Cyprian's head was now filled with horrid black magic. He committed many crimes. He blasphemed Christ and even committed murders. But he also practiced what is called love spells, and once a young pagan fell in love to a beautiful Christian girl in town called Justina. This pagan man was angry because Justina refused to marry him because he was a pagan. So he asked Cyprian to cast a love spell on her to make her fall in love to him. Cyprian started to use his magic tricks on Justina, but she, as a good Catholic girl, knew exactly what to do. She started to pray and fast to attack these schemes of the devil. Cyprian himself writes in his life story, "She armed herself with the sign of Christ and overcame the invocation of the demons." Saint Justina also asked the Virgin Mary to come for her rescue, that she would help her in danger. Cyprian, who was so well known in all the secrets of the occult, now noticed that none of his tricks, even the most powerful ones, worked on Saint Justina. He tried and tried, but there was no way he could make her fall in love to the pagan man. Cyprian was astonished. He could not understand what was wrong with his spells, and he began to ask, "Maybe my dark spirits are weak," and he decided to quit serving them. The devil was, of course, very angry, because he was about to lose one of his most faithful servants. Devil started to notice that Cyprian was failing in his service, so now he told Cyprian his greatest lie. He said to him that God would never forgive all the horrid deeds of occult and devil worship Cyprian had committed during his whole life. Devil almost succeeded and brought Cyprian almost to the brink of despair at the sight of his past crimes. But God consoled Cyprian and sent a holy priest named Eusebius, who wonderfully comforted and encouraged Cyprian to convert and abandon his magic tricks. So on the following Sunday, very early in the morning, Eusebius conducted Cyprian to the assembly of the Christians. Everyone present was astonished to see the magician introduced by a priest among them, and even the bishop was scarcely able to believe his own eyes. They doubted first that maybe this was one of the devil's tricks, making his servant to infiltrate among the Christians. But Cyprian gave them a proof on the next day. He publicly burned all his magic books, gave his whole property to the poor, and entered among the catechumens. And after due instruction and preparation, Cyprian received baptism. Saint Justina was so moved at these wonderful examples of mercy that she cut off her hair in order to become a virgin of God, and sold all her jewels and property and donated the money to the poor. The former magician, Cyprian, was now a Christian and was exemplary in his humility, modesty, gravity, love of God, contempt of riches, and love to heavenly things. He took a job as a doorkeeper or porter at a church, and after some time he was made a priest, and after the death of the bishop, the former magician was placed to be the new bishop of Antioch. Then the persecution of cruel Roman Emperor Diocletian broke out. Cyprian was arrested and carried before the governor. Justina had escaped but brought back. They were both tortured very severely and then, by the command of the emperor himself, beheaded. Dear children, how strikingly does the conversion of Saint Cyprian show us the power of the grace of God. Man by his sins has turned his soul as a very dark and gloomy thing, and that's why everything occult, everything horrified, everything scary, like witches, ghosts, and goblins, fascinate men a lot. But the will to always follow and obey the true God is unfortunately somewhat rare. But as we learn today, God's grace is always more powerful than the tricks of the devil. Never think of anyone that he could never be saved or that he could never become a saint. Remember Saint Cyprian. The greatest of all lies which he heard during his life was just before his conversion, when devil tried to trick him to believe that God would not forgive his sins. But God did, and called Cyprian, who was the dutiful slave of the devil, to become a Christian, a priest, a bishop, and finally a martyr saint in heaven. Remember today, when you're having fun, that God is your one true treat, who gives you all the good, and never, never be fooled by the tricks of the devil. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.